In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word, and understand, and do thy will, from a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2024. We have two sections of scripture today from Ephesians and Luke. And for our readings from the lives of the saints, we'll be reading all four of them today. Martyrs Marcion and Martyrius, the notaries of Constantinople. The venerable Martyrius the deacon, recluse of the Key of Caves. Martyr Anastasius the fuller at Solana in Dalmatia. And St. Tabitha the widow, raised from the dead by the Apostle Peter. Starting with Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 24. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs and how I am doing. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs, and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. On to Luke chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Yeah, this passage makes me think of the icon of the ladder of divine ascent, showing the monks climbing the ladder and being tempted and pulled down by the demons. They work so hard to put their hearts and souls in order, and then they get pulled down even worse than they were before. Very dangerous. All right, on to our first saint, Martyrs Marcion and Martyrius, the notaries of Constantinople. The martyrs Marcion and Martyrius, notaries of Constantinople, served in a Constantinople cathedral. Marcion was a reader, and Martyrius a subdeacon. They both performed in the capacity of notaries, i.e. secretaries for Patriarch Paul the Confessor. Arian heretics expelled and secretly executed the righteous Patriarch Paul. His throne was given to the heretic Macedonius. The heretics attempted to entice Saints Marcion and Martyrius over to their side by flattery. They offered them gold and promised to consecrate them as archbishops. But all the efforts of the Arians were in vain. Then the impious threatened to slander them before the emperor and sought to intimidate them with torture and death. But the saints steadfastly confessed orthodoxy, as handed down by the fathers of the church. Marcion and Martyrius were sentenced to death. Before death, the martyrs prayed, Lord God, who has invisibly created our hearts and directed all our deeds, accept with peace the souls of your servants, since we perish for you and are considered as sheep for the slaughter. We rejoice that by such a death we shall depart this life for your name. Grant us to be partakers of life eternal with you, the source of life. After their prayer, the martyrs, with quiet rejoicing, bent their necks beneath the sword of the impious. Their holy bodies were reverently buried by Orthodox Christians. Later, by decree of St. John Chrysostom, the relics of the holy martyrs were transferred to a church built in their honor. Believers here were healed of many infirmities through the prayers of the saints, to the glory of the one life-creating Trinity. On to the Venerable Martyrius the Deacon, recluse of the Kiev Caves. Saint Martyrius the Deacon is remembered in the seventh ode of the canon to the fathers of the Kiev Far Caves. Here his love of toil, justice, and ardent purity, and even his gift of expelling demons and healing infirmities are praised. His memory is celebrated also on August 28th and on the second Sunday of Great Lent. On to our third, Martyr Anastasius the Fuller at Salona in Dalmatia. The martyr Anastasius the Fuller lived at Salona in Dalmatia during the 3rd century. He was arrested and brought to trial because of his missionary activity in Salona. Saint Anastasius, boldly and without fear, confessed Christ as the true God and creator of all. He even painted a cross on his door during the persecution of Diocletian, 284-311. Saint Anastasius was sentenced to death by the decision of the court, and the pagans tied a stone around his neck and threw his body into the sea. A righteous Christian, the rich matron Asclepia, found the body of Saint Anastasius and reverently buried him in her estate church. The relics of the holy martyr were glorified by many miracles. Saint Anastasius the Fuller is also commemorated on December the 5th. On to our last saint. Today's very short, and that's meaning there's only four today. I can't even extend it by reading additional. We have Saint Tabitha the widow, raised from the dead by the Apostle Peter. Saint Tabitha the widow, raised from the dead by the Apostle Peter, was a virtuous and kindly woman who belonged to the Christian community in Joppa. Being grievously ill, she suddenly died. At the time, the Apostle Peter was preaching at Lydda, not far from Joppa. Messengers were sent to him with an urgent request for help. When the Apostle arrived at Joppa, Tabitha was already dead. On bended knee, Saint Peter made a fervent prayer to the Lord. Then he went to the bed and called out, "Tabitha, get up!" She arose, completely healed. That's from Acts chapter 9, verse 36. Saint Tabitha is considered the patron saint of tailors and seamstresses, since she was known for sewing coats and other garments. And that's from Acts chapter 9, verse 39. And that wraps up our reading for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I took a peek at tomorrow, and there's much more scripture reading, so tomorrow will be longer guaranteed. All glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.